Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, what we're doing at the moment is, so we're taking a look ahead to the votes. Now, the votes are Sunday week, right? So the 15th of May. So we're looking at a couple of votes here. First, the federal vote on Frontex, and then actually in a few minutes, we'll also look ahead to a Geneva education vote. But it is a big voting day in Switzerland on the 15th of May. So the federal vote on Frontex, the European Border Agency. We'll take a look at that right now. So Frontex, Dario, let's look at that first. What is it? What is that then?
Well, as you know, Switzerland is part of the Schengen area that includes most EU countries, but also Norway and Iceland, and which is the reason why you can travel from Switzerland to France or up to Estonia, if you will, all without any border controls. The outside borders of the Schengen area, however, are protected and controlled by an agency called Frontex, and all member states of the Schengen area pitch in to finance and provide personnel to this agency, which is a controversial one, but we'll get back to that in a minute. Now, 3 years ago, the EU has decided to reform Frontex and increase its budget, and the Swiss government and parliament have voted in favor of participating in this reform. Specifically, this would mean taking Switzerland's yearly contribution from 24 to 61 million Swiss francs by 2027, and from 6 to 40 full-time positions at the agency.
Now, not everybody is happy with that. It's quite a lot of money, to be fair.
Yes. So not everybody is happy at all. The Migrant Solidarity Network and other migrant support organizations, with the backing from the Social Democrats, the Green Party and other left-leaning parties, initiated a referendum because, in their opinion, Switzerland, by contributing financially and otherwise to Frontex, participates in the border agency's human rights violations. And they criticize the militarization of borders and the criminalization of migration through Frontex.
Okay, so it's actually not about the money then, really, is it?
No.
But Frontex is controversial. It's not just in Switzerland. There are questions elsewhere too.
Yes, the agency's track record when it comes to human rights is not without flaws. Several ongoing investigations are actually currently examining whether Frontex has put migrants in danger, for example, by pushing back boats in the Mediterranean Sea, and if it has participated in operations to turn back asylum seekers, a practice which violates the Geneva Convention on Refugees, because people who are turned away at Schengen's external borders are prevented from applying for asylum, which is a violation.
Okay, so, well, I mean, those are the arguments against. Who's in favour of increasing the funding for Frontex then?
Well, centre parties, the Liberal Democrats and part of the Swiss People Party are in favour of the reform. They argue that secure external borders also benefit Switzerland and that the additional funding will help prevent more cases of drug, arms and human trafficking. Another argument is that only by participating in Frontex can Switzerland actually hope to reform it into a more humane agency.
Okay, but when you boil it down, there really is only one killer argument in all of this which could actually influence where this goes at the ballot box.
Yes, this one is the big one. The government warns that if voters reject funding for Frontex on May 15th, the country risks being expelled from Schengen. That would mean strongly limited freedom of movement, of course, to and from Switzerland, and a suffering economy.
Now we'll be back to passport controls at the border. And during the lockdowns, we saw how difficult they were, to be fair. As we always do, we'll look at the polls that there's, where do we think this one's going to go?
Yeah, this is very clearly going to pass, meaning that the reform will take place and Switzerland will participate in its financing. The latest polls show that 69% of the population is in favor of the reform. Referendum will probably fall through.
Okay, all right, that one will pass. Finally, though, Dario, what we can do is we're going to have a quick look at a local one in Geneva. Now, that's a school reform. What is that one all about?
Yes, so if you know nothing about the school system in Geneva, you'll learn a little bit about it right now, because citizens of Geneva will be asked to vote on a reform of middle school, so school years 9 through 11, or what is called the cycle d'orientation in Geneva. Basically, what happened up until now was that starting in year 9, pupils would get divided into three different levels depending on their previous performance in school. The reform proposes to do the division later, so only starting in year 11, and instead of three different levels, there would only be two levels of division, one that would lead pupils on to university and another one that would lead them on to vocational training. The reform would also provide that within the same class, stronger students would be given different exercises and held to a higher standard in certain subjects such as maths and languages than weaker ones, in exchange for the additional work that this would generate for teachers. Classes would be reduced from around 20 to around 18 pupils on average.
Okay, let's look at who's in favor of that. Who wants that to happen?
In the Grand Conseil, the cantonal parliament, left-wing parties, the Centre Party and the Mouvement Citoyen Genevois are in favour. They believe dividing up pupils into different levels more progressively will provide more opportunities for all students, especially the weaker ones.
Okay, that's actually strange having the Geneva Citizens Movement and left-wing parties
yes.
agreeing on something. On that
but it does happen.
Yeah, it does happen once in a while. Okay, but then others, of course, fear, in fact, it will actually have the opposite effect of that.
Yes, for the Liberal Democrats, the Green Liberals and the Swiss People's Party, who launched the referendum, the reform presents a risk of lowering the overall achievement level for all the students by mixing them together or dividing them up into different levels later on. More generally, these parties consider the reform to be unfinished, incoherent and unworkable from a practical point of view. For example, 38 additional classes would be needed in the canton while school buildings are already overcrowded. So they say, let's not reform it, or at least let's not reform middle school that way.
Okay, and so a purely practical level they're talking about there. They just don't think they've got the classrooms to handle it.
Yes.
Right. Okay, I think, pigeonholing kids that early on is also a debatable point in itself, frankly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
I agree. I do not have any poll numbers on this one, however, because there's not always regular polls on the cantonal level votes.
Okay. Well, we'll obviously be covering that when the results come in. Now, obviously, next week, normally we speak to Dario on Tuesdays. Next week, though, as we always do after a vote, we'll catch up with you on Monday next week and we'll go through what the results were and how those votes actually fell. All right, then, Dario. So thanks very much indeed.